This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week beginning the 20th of November. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Zimbabwe will remain in the headlines next week after that country's coup. The Lebanon will also be vexing world leaders. It is Lebanese Independence Day on Monday, but the Lebanese may have to celebrate without their prime minister, who'll be jetting between Paris, Riyadh, and Beirut after his surprise resignation. The Saudis are hosting a conference to unite Syrian opposition forces in a bid to outflank Iran before a UN-sponsored Syrian peace conference. In Britain, the inquest starts on Thursday into the Manchester Arena suicide bombing, and Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer presents his second budget of the year. The status of the Brexit talks will be the main topic when EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday to be briefed by European Commission negotiator Michel Barnier. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is at the European Court of Human Rights on Wednesday to appeal against a ban on his participation in politics. The UN International Day of Violence Against Women is marked on Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron will give a major speech on the issue. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day in America. Friday is spending spree Black Friday. Next week sees local elections in Denmark, state elections in Australia's Queensland, a general election in Nepal, and congressional and presidential elections in Honduras. And finally, Tuesday is the day the world pays homage to the Gogglebox. Yes, it is UN International Television Day, so you have the United Nations blessing to sit on the couch all day and watch old films and sitcoms. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 20th of November. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The cloud over Zimbabwe after last week's military coup should start to dispel this week, and the fate of 93-year-old President Mugabe and his wife Grace should be clearer. But completely muddled is the Middle East. Lebanon's Independence Day is on Monday, but Prime Minister al-Hariri may be in France, Saudi Arabia, or Lebanon. He hasn't decided. After his surprising resignation, which may or may not have been forced on him by the Saudis. The Saudis, meanwhile, continuing to line up forces against arch-foe Iran by hosting a Riyadh conference on Wednesday to unify Syrian opposition forces before a UN conference on Syria on the 28th of November. Silvio Berlusconi, the controversial and flamboyant former Italian Prime Minister, is taking his country to the European Court of Human Rights on Wednesday. He's appealing against an Italian court's ban on his holding public office imposed on him in 2013 after he was convicted of tax fraud and sentenced to 4 years in prison. The International Court of Justice on Monday is presented with the Stockholm Human Rights Award by the King and Queen of Sweden. The decision to present the award to the court is meant to underscore the importance of the rule of international law and agreements in the face of competing pressures from populist politicians. The inquest starts on Thursday into the Manchester Arena bombing, which killed 22 people, and on the same day there will be a drop-in session for West Londoners seeking facts about the Grenfell fire, which cost 71 lives. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer presents his second budget in a year as he tries to balance demands for an end to austerity with the economic realities facing Brexit Britain. The status of the Brexit talks will be the main topic when EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday to be briefed by European Commission negotiator Michel Barnier. The UN International Day of Violence Against Women is marked on Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron will give a major speech on the issue. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day in America. And on Friday, it is Black Friday, when Americans spend billions on Christmas presents. Local elections will be held in Denmark on Tuesday. State elections will be held in Australia's Queensland on Saturday. In Nepal, one of Asia's poorest countries, there will be parliamentary elections on Sunday. And presidential and congressional elections are scheduled in Honduras also on Sunday. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.